President Deguchi of the Asia Pacific University, Their Excellencies, the Minister and the Ambassadors of Malaysia to Japan and Japan to Malaysia, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. Firstly, I would like to say how greatly honored I feel that this university, the Asia Pacific University, has conferred on me a doctorate, an honorary doctorate degree. I feel very greatly honored because, in a way, I have been associated with this university since the year 2001, when I was among the few people who were involved in the setting up of this university. Since then, it is quite obvious that the university has grown and has been able to produce more than 6,000 graduates. This university is not only meant for the Japanese people, it's meant for students from very many countries, Asian as well as Western countries. These people who come to APU will have the opportunity to meet each other, people, students from many different parts of the world. Today it is important that young people all over the world get to know each other. And this university has contributed towards that objective, to bring students, young people, to a university where they have an opportunity to meet different races and different nationals, so that in the future, when they grow up and hold posts, important posts in their governments, they would be able to communicate with each other because of their having studied in this university. Indeed, this should be the trend for all universities. All universities should be open to nationals from all the countries in the world, because if we are going to have good relations between different countries, we must know each other. And in the university, you will develop knowledge of each other and develop friendship within each other. When you hold senior posts in the governments of your country, you will be able to converse, talk, and negotiate with people from other countries who are you are familiar with. This should avoid the kind of strain that you see between leaders of countries who do not know each other. Malaysia is a country that wants to see peace in the world. We have had enough experience of wars, but now we see the benefits of peace for everyone, for our country and for other countries as well. If we can know each other better, then the chances of conflicts between us would be far less. And even if there are conflicts, there would be opportunities for people who know each other to negotiate and settle their conflicts, not through violence, not through wars, but through negotiations, through arbitration, and maybe through a court of law. That should be the way the nations of the world deal with tensions and conflicts between them. The world has experienced two great wars, and during the wars, millions of people died. Whole countries were devastated. But in the end, the winner does not win, the loser does not lose. In the end, the status quo ante came back to ensure that countries can work with each other through good understanding of each other's problem. Japan was at war with the United States. It is strange to see that Japan and the United States can be so friendly today. During the war, I knew about the fighting that went on between these two great countries. It would seem that their enmity was so deep that all they could think of was to kill each other. But after the war, good sense prevailed, and both the United States and Japan decided that war does not solve problems. War gives no benefit. And so they made up and they became good friends. Two countries which were once opposed to each other are now good friends. This can happen to other countries also if good sense prevails. Today we see fighting, wars, violence in the Middle East, for example. It is very unfortunate that they try to resolve their differences through violence and through wars. It is even more unfortunate that some countries sell arms, train people to fight each other. As a result, we see violence and wars in the Middle East. Frustrated with not being able to fight against their stronger enemies, they have now resorted to acts of terror. They have brought terror to all the countries of the world, even those far away from their homeland. Today, the world is plagued by terrorism. We still cannot find a solution to terrorism. Many countries have improved their defense capability using very sophisticated equipment in order to stop terrorism from doing harm to their country. But I believe that merely fighting against terrorism will not put an end to terrorism. We must know the reason why these people resort to terrorism. And if we know the reason and we deal with the reason, then there is a chance that we can stop the acts of terror. I believe that terrorism is due to the inability of these people who had suffered at the hands of powerful people. And because they don't have armies, they don't have air forces, they don't have navies, and they don't have ground forces big enough to tackle their enemy, they resorted to acts of terror. We call what they do, like exploding themselves among civilians, as acts of terror. But if you bomb a country, that too constitutes acts of terror, because the people who suffer would be not the soldiers, not the military, but the ordinary people themselves will suffer. Calling them collaterals does not mean that they do not fear the acts against them. They too are terrified, and therefore attacks against them is also a kind of terrorist act. We should not blame just the ordinary terrorist acting on his own. We should also blame acts of terror by organized states. Then only if each is willing to admit his mistakes and his fault and resort to finding ways and means to settle the differences within them, to find out the true causes of terrorism, then only we would be able to see an end to terrorism. Malaysia had terrorists, or we call them terrorists, at the beginning of our independence. They were fighting in the jungle because they felt dissatisfied with something. Our approach to the terrorist, to tackle the terrorist problem, is not merely by military means, but also by trying to win the hearts and minds of the people so as not to support these terrorists. Eventually, the terrorists lost support from the ordinary people, and they too found that it was better to surrender and put an end to their useless war than to continue fighting, because the chances of their defeating the government with its superior forces was very slim. And therefore, they decided to practically sue for peace. And so Malaysia today is free from internal terrorist acts. However, we are not free from terrorists coming from other parts of the world. But from other parts of the world, I believe terrorism will continue and will escalate and will show many new approaches towards acts of terror until we understand what is provoking them into these acts of terror, and we settle what is affecting them or causing them to sacrifice their lives in order to kill people whom they regard as their enemies, although in fact those were not their enemies, those were ordinary civilians who were not responsible for the attacks against the terrorists. So what we need today is greater understanding of each other, and that greater understanding can only come if we have opportunities to meet with each other, especially when we are still young. I hope that by APU opening its doors to people of different nationalities, the APU will actually contribute towards greater understanding between people, and with greater understanding, the possibilities of war would be diminished. So I would like to say thank you to the Asia Pacific University, and I hope that this university will grow and that more people from all over the world will come to APU to study together, to get to know each other better, so that when over time they become leaders, many of them will become leaders of their own countries, they will have some understanding of other people, so much so that they will not resort to violence in the settlement of their conflicts. They would seek to settle differences between them through more humane and more civilized ways. That is to say, they will not resort to war and violence in order to resolve the differences between them. This is something that APU is doing, and I would like to congratulate the members of the APU faculty and sponsors for their dedication, not only to the spreading knowledge among their students, but also to get their students from all the countries of the world, from many countries in the world, to come together, live together, and play together, and later on to carry that experience into their life so that they will not be so aggressive and ready to resort to wars in order to settle their problems. I would like once again to say thank you very much to the president of APU for conferring on me this honorary doctorate, and I hope that I would be able to do something for the university if I have the opportunity. I thank you.
Thank you very much.